leave here empty-handed. Amen. I won't leave here empty-handed. I want us to go to 1 Peter 2 and 9. And y'all know I'm not a traditional preacher, so I don't have a topic and all of that all the time. But the Lord wanted me to preach something because we're living in a day where we have a revelation of grace, and I thank God for that. Look at somebody and say, more grace. Look at somebody else and say, exceeding grace. So this is an era where we have a revelation of the grace of God as probably no other generation. But I'm mighty afraid that we are pro-grace and anti-holiness. And you cannot have one without the other. And I've been kind of grieved in my spirit because I when I look at the church at large, and not just Dominion Revival Center, but when I look at the church at large, we are losing our reverence for God. We are losing our reverence for that which is holy. And so we've become so educated until we are losing our difference as the sons and the daughters of God. But look at somebody and say, there's still a way that seemeth right unto man. Do I have any Bible readers in here? But in the end, there'll be what? Destruction. In the end, there'll be death. Look at somebody and say, there's still a way. Oh, yes, it is. There is still a way. And I believe that a part of my calling to the body of Christ is to preach and teach, somebody say, obtainable holiness. Come on, say it one more time. Say, obtainable holiness. And what does that mean? It means that everybody qualifies. All you have to do is receive him. Somebody say, everybody qualifies. Say, I qualify with my sometime self. Come on, I qualify with my impatient self. Come on, I qualify with my lustful self. It got real quiet. Somebody say, I qualify. Yeah, you qualify. Amen. All you have to do is receive him. But the Lord is calling us to a place of holiness. And y'all know I am a grace girl. I am pro-grace. Amen. I believe in the mercy and the grace of God. I am a grace case. Somebody say, I know I'm a grace case. Listen, because can't nobody do what you need them to do but God. Amen. I know who my daddy is, so couldn't nothing but a God save me. Do I have a witness in here? I know what's on my family bloodline, so could nobody keep me but the power of God. Amen. The spirit of addiction run in my bloodline, but I'm a grace case. I got cousins that's in their 30s and they look like they are in their 50s, but I am a grace case. Look at somebody and say, I'm a grace case. Amen. So we can't point no fingers at nobody, because look at somebody and say, we all need God. Amen. We can't look at people online and point the finger. The only difference between you and them is that they have notoriety and you don't. Somebody say amen. But I thank God for the grace of God. I thank him for his mercy. Amen. The mercy of God. I was guilty and God still said, spare them. Yeah. Some of us, you know, because for everything that you do in life, there's a consequence. But I thank God for the consequences that he didn't let me experience. I said, I thank him for the consequences that he did not allow me to experience. And if we'll be honest, there are some seeds that we sowed and we thank God we never saw the harvest. Okay, I guess I'm talking to myself. I said there were some conversations you had, and you better thank God that conversation, you didn't reap a harvest. Look at somebody and say, I am a grace case. Oh, yes, I am. I am a grace case. So let us go to 1 Peter 2 and 9. Oh, somebody better open your mouth and thank them for grace. Somebody got to praise them because you didn't get what you deserve. Somebody got to praise him. My God, today I messed up time and time and time again, and he still put breath in my body. I am a grace case. I'm a grace case. Amen. But 1 Peter 2 and 9. And you can look at me like that if you want to. But when you smoke the blunt, you didn't choke to death. I ain't got nobody in here. Some of you were drunk driving yourself home. And when you woke up, you didn't know how you got there. I am a grace case. Oh, come on in this room. You slept with people unprotected, but I am a grace case. Yeah. You may have went to the doctor and got a diagnosis, but you still breathing. But you still know your name. But you're still in your right mind. I am a grace case. Look at somebody and say, I thank them for the grace of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my seer. Hey! I'm a grace case. I'm telling you, I'm a grace case. I'm still breathing because of the grace of God. I'm still living because of the grace of God. I'm in my right mind because of the grace of God. I drove myself to church because of the grace of God. I'm a grace case. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he ain't done with me yet. I said, God ain't done with me yet. Look at somebody and say, there's more. There's more. Amen. So, the grace of God, it is because of the grace of God that we are made holy through Christ Jesus. It is through the grace of God that I am made holy through Christ Jesus. You know, I don't think we give ourselves enough credit for God's keeping power. And one of the reasons I say that is because I know we're hard on each other in the church. But I was talking to a pastor and he was kind of frustrated about some things that some of the congregants were involved in. And I kind of gave him a little hope. I said, well, at least they're coming. See, at least they're coming. Everybody don't have a mind to even come to church. And how I know? Because I didn't been there before. When I didn't want to have nothing to do with the shenanigans of the church. Okay. But there was a seed in me that wouldn't let me get comfortable at home. I said, there was a seed in me that said, if I can just get to the house of God, then there's a seed in me. If I can just get around the saints, everything will be all right. Look at somebody and say, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Somebody open your mouth and thank them for a mind to even come to church. I could be doing anything. I could be anywhere, but I'm in the house of God. I could be doing anything, fulfilling the lust of my flesh, but I'm in the house of God. I'm in the house of God. Somebody say, I am the righteousness of God. I am the holiness of God. I am a grace case. Oh, yes, I am. Let us go to 1 Peter 2 and 9. First Peter, Tukomashike. First Peter 2:9. Somebody say, holiness is God's protection for the righteous. 1 Peter 2 and 9. 1 Peter 2:9. I'm a grace case. Amen. Yeah, that's right, CJ. Y'all can take a break because we out there now. If you're going to praise them, if you're going to give them glory, you don't need none of that. I'm a grace case. And I thank him. It is because of the grace of God that I could even be considered holy with my jacked up self. Whoo! Hallelujah to Jesus. Grace is God's gift to the righteous. Hallelujah to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I got a mind to come to church. And when I get there, I got a mind to praise him. See, that's stuff we take for granted, but everybody don't have a mind to do this. I know people in my family, they won't come to church if you begged them and paid them to come. They ain't coming. See, you were chosen for this. You didn't just start doing this just because it was something to do. You were chosen in this way. You were chosen for righteousness. You were chosen for holiness. That's why when you get caught up in little stuff, God don't be studying it. Because you were chosen for this before the foundation of the world. Amen. You were chosen. You were picked out for this way. You know how many millions of people don't come to church? Why are you still here? You know how many people that you know that do not attend church? But there is something in you that won't let you let it go. 1 Peter 2 and 9. But ye are a chosen generation. Somebody say, I'm a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. A holy. I knew that was going to wake you up. A holy nation. Yeah, I know you don't feel holy because you're so acquainted with your shortcomings. I know you don't feel sanctified because you measure sanctification according to works. Yeah, y'all can sit down because we're going to work this. I know some of you didn't have a bad week and you had a bad week and you may have said some bad stuff. But look at somebody and say, I'm still holy. As long as you got your strive to do right. Amen. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Somebody say, I know I'm peculiar. Amen. It takes a special anointing to deal with you. Somebody say amen. It takes somebody that's drenched up in the Holy Ghost to deal with you. Y'all quiet and you quiet because you don't know how difficult you are. You quiet because you don't know that your friends have to keep a prayer life to remain your friend. Yeah, because some of you sometime and we don't know whether you coming or going. We don't know how you going to act today. But some of you ain't saying nothing because you don't realize that people are still in your life just because they love you, not because you're so perfect. Oh my God, it's a quiet church. People deal with you because they love you. And the Bible says that love covers a multitude of faults. And look at somebody and say, I sure got a multitude of faults. Yeah, go and tell them because you know you jacked up. Tell them, say, I sure got a multitude of faults. But the love of God covers that. Hey, that's it. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Watch this. A peculiar people. Now, we were just talking about the natural differences, but I believe folks that save, you, some about you ought to give off that you save. It's a quiet church. Something about your character ought to tell people something about him is different. Something about your character ought to tell people, you know what? What church you go to? Because I can tell you from the Holiness Church. And not because you just speak a whole bunch of religious jargon. But because your character reveals the nature of Christ. Somebody say, Lord, help me to do better. Lord, help me to do better. I said this out of town, and the Lord, he keeps telling me to keep saying it. And I want you to write this down. Righteousness is positional. I am righteous because of what he did. When I accept Christ, I receive, somebody say, imputed righteousness. Come on, somebody say it, imputed righteousness. So my righteousness is positional with God.
My righteousness is because of my posture in Christ. I'm made righteous. Oh, but holiness. Hey, glory. Holiness, somebody say, it's practical. It's practical. It's practical. It's practical. See, holiness is not a denomination. Y'all be, well, I ain't from the Holiness Church, I'm Baptist. You and your Baptist self, you're supposed to be holy. Holiness is not a denomination. Holiness is the character of the believer. Oh, it's a quiet church right there. Somebody say, holiness is not a denomination. Holiness is the character of the believer. Look at somebody and say, you're supposed to be different. Okay. Now let's go on down. That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out. Heshamahasia. You shall call forth the praises. I don't see how you sanctified and you ain't got no praise. I'm sorry. I don't even understand that. I don't understand. Now, if you know, just got saved and you're not acclimated with certain things, we give you a pass. Praise God. You know, you just coming off the street and you don't know how to pick them up and put them down. You don't know how to clap on beat. We give you a pass. We understand because you knew you got to be cultured. Amen. But for y'all that's been in church since you was born, I don't understand how you come into the house of God and you refuse to praise him. That let me know God ain't never done nothing for you. So 9 times out of 10, you may not even be saved. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. That's why I told our baby over there, I said, stand up. Why? Because we got to train our children not just how to come to church, but how to get in the praises with the saints. Because I don't care how old you are, you're going to go through something in life when all you're going to have is a praise. I don't care how successful you are in life, life is going to life for everybody. And you got to pull that praise from your belly. Oh, yeah. You got to pull everybody see. You got to pull that praise out your belly. Some of you going to therapy, but you got to learn how to give them some praise. Some of you going to master classes, but you got to learn how to give your God some praise. Because I'm going to tell you, praise is an antidote. Okay, keep on living. I said praise is an antidote. I don't know how I'm going to pay it, but I got to praise. Come on here. I don't know where it's coming from, but I'm still going to praise him. And before you know it, what you need to show up. You got to learn how to pray. Now, the way we praise God, you know, we got a 1-2 step. And everybody don't have it, and that's okay. But you do know praising God in the dance, you know, how we read in the Bible and in Psalms, how we dance. They didn't necessarily dance how we dance because dancing is cultural. Somebody say dancing is cultural. Amen. But if you go all the way back to our ancestors in Africa, they would move their bodies. And they would do all by shande. They would do all type of dances. Because you know when you move your body, my God, your mind is being stimulated. And some of you got warfare in your mind because you don't move your body enough. Some of you got warfare in your mind because you got to learn how to move. You got to learn how to move, how to move. You got to learn how to move in the spirit. And if you ever go to a heart doctor
or if you really go to a doctor that's concerned about your heart, one of the things they're going to ask you is, how often do you move? Do you walk? Do you run? Do you jog? What is your exercise life? And some of you have Apple Watches and you can see how many steps you get in naturally. There's a certain amount of steps that you need to get in every day in order to keep the blood flow, my God, flowing properly in the arteries and in your heart. And I want to ask you, how many steps have you taken lately? How much have you praised your God? Because some of your faith is dead because you don't know how to move. Some of you praying but you don't see nothing because you don't know how to move. But look at somebody else and say, you got to learn how to move your body. You got to learn how to move. So the enemy wants you sitting still. He wants you sitting still. And while you sitting still, your mind is racing. And while you sitting still, the devil is planting stuff in your mind that you don't got the power to rebuke because you don't move enough in the spirit. Look at somebody and say, you got to move in the spirit. You got to move in the spirit. Show forth the praises of him who hath called you out. See, coming out of darkness is a call, because everybody can't come out. Coming out of darkness, Yvette, is a calling. Everybody don't come out of sin. Everybody don't find redemption. Are y'all hearing me today? Some folks you sin with, they gonna die in that same state they was in. Some folks ain't gonna be delivered. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Some folks ain't gonna never have a mind to serve God. Some people you love, they gonna die lost. My God, today. Are you hearing me? My Shande. But there's a calling. 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 I know you like, well, I ain't been called to preach, but you've been called into holiness. Some of you like, well, I ain't been called to work close to the pastor. Baby, you focus on the wrong thing. There is a call into holiness. There is a call into righteousness. There's a calling. There is a calling for the chosen. There's a calling. There's a calling. The Bible says many are called. Many are called. And I know there are many different revelations of this scripture. But many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many people feel God tugging at them, but they don't love him enough to leave everything to follow him. Many people, they feel the love of God calling them into righteousness, but they are too afraid of to let go of familiarity and the lust of the flesh. God calls many people, but not many people accept the call. He's calling those that have shandi obaha, those that have a righteous seed in them. Some of you, the seed of righteousness was planted by your grandmama. Some of you, the seed of righteousness was planted by your father. The seed of righteousness was planted by those that you respected and that you admired. But are you going to answer the call? He calling many people, but many people don't answer. That's why many are called and few are chosen. He hath called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. I don't know about you, but the world can't offer me nothing. Because I done already been there and done that. Yeah. I was 15 going to clubs where you had to be 21 or older to get in. Clubs don't excite me. They don't. It don't excite me. There were certain things I did when I was younger. I got it out of my system. And watch this.
and watch this, everything is not a sin. But some things he called me out of because of my calling. I said, everything is not a sin. But some things he will call you out of because of your calling. Well, so-and-so doing it. Well, they don't have your calling. They don't have your mandate. So you get yourself somewhere and sit down. Look at somebody and say, get somewhere and sit down. Look at somebody and say, get somewhere and sit down. Listen at this, y'all. To come out of darkness is a calling. It is. I can't shake that. It's a calling. I love the grace of God, but grace without holiness is just a proclamation with no fruit. Grace without consciousness of your character is just a proclamation without fruit. You will know those that are his by the fruit that they bear. Look at somebody and say, I'm checking your fruit. Come on, look at somebody else and say, I'm checking your fruit. Come on, look at somebody behind you and say, I'm checking your fruit. Yeah. I know we're living in a time where anything goes, but I rebuke that culture. Yeah. Everything does not go and you say you save. Thank you. I'm good. I don't need that. Everything does not go and you say you a believer. It's a quiet church. Yeah, because if we don't get this right, we're going to come to church and still be lost. Are y'all hearing me? And when I say still be lost, I'm talking about a lot of things that y'all go through is simply because you're rebellious and you refuse to yield to God. You rebuking the devil when you need to be rebuking you for housing the spirit of rebellion. Just lost. Well, I don't know. I need you to pray for me. I told you I ain't praying for nobody. Don't come to prayer. You don't come on Thursday nights. Don't you call my administrator telling me I need pastor to pray because I'm not. Ooh, that's hard. I know it is. It's a hard gospel. The gospel ain't easy. It's a hard way to live. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Holiness is not easy. It's hard. It's supposed to be. But the more you fall in love with him, it becomes your pleasure and your delight. Yeah, it is hard. It's supposed to be. Prophet Nathan Simmons said, y'all like everything hard but the gospel, and it's the truth. Y'all want everything else hard, but when it comes to the gospel, you want folk to tiptoe around it. We tiptoeing and y'all don't know how to live a life that is not dominated by the power of the enemy. Let me tell y'all what y'all doing. Pastor, I'm going through. I said, why you want in church? Pastor, I'm going through. Backwards. Off. When you going through, Prophet Anthony, that's when you really need to come to church. Why you ain't coming to church? Oh, I was just tired. So you mean to tell me you couldn't rest Saturday? You can't rest Monday through Saturday? You choose Sunday to be your rest day? When you only in church for 2 hours? Y'all ain't talking to me in here. Yeah. See, your feelings get hurt, you stop coming to church. Your feelings get hurt, you stop praying. Uh-oh. Yep, see, this is a hard way. It ain't supposed to be easy. That's the problem. We have preached such an easy gospel, and that's why folks don't even see the need to completely sell out to God. Because you can still do everything you want to do, and I'm still saved. With no strive to perfect your character, with no strive to stop drinking so much, with no strive to stop sexing so much. It's a quiet church, but God is calling us to come up. You at least can try to do better. Oh, my God. Come on. Watch precious. And holiness is not just about, because we got a lot of preachers that's preaching and they ain't even saved, let alone holy. Everything is pumping circumstance. Everything is about prosperity. Everything is it's being preached to encourage you to give. And I believe in giving and sowing, of course. But if we keep giving you an easy gospel, why would you sell out to God? My God. If you could keep getting the milk for free and never purchase it, then why would you purchase a cow if you can keep getting it for free? We don't talk about marriage no more because we didn't got a little, you know, revelation about fornication, the real biblical meaning of fornication. And so now we didn't got so educated until folks ain't getting married no more. People don't value covenant no more. Y'all ain't talking to me. And it's because we are going after the lust of the flesh. You go to most churches now, just about everybody in there single. And a lot of the folks that I married shouldn't have never got married in the first place. It's a quiet church. It's a quiet church. God calling us, Shondo, he keep me on the sea. He calling us higher. He calling us higher. I said he calling us higher. You're a royal. You're a royal, royal, royal priesthood. I know some of y'all couldn't marry nobody in the royal family because you're too ghetto and rebellious. Just too ghetto and rebellious. Too ghetto. What's them people name? Harry. What's the youngest guy who completely lost his inheritance? Markle. Harry, and what's the girl name? Megan. He didn't let Megan talk to him out of his inheritance. You got to be a fool. You didn't let a piece of something hypnotize you. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all know y'all get a little piece and get hypnotized and get crazy. Your church attend, oh, y'all better talk to me in here. You get a little piece of something and your mind go crazy. Yeah, you hypnotized. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hypnotized. You get something that's good enough, baby, you'll forget everything. You forget everything and everybody. Y'all ain't talking, but you done been there before. What my grown people at? You done been there before. You get a piece of something and you about to sell your birthright. Because it's a powerful thing. Ain't it, Sister Faith? It's powerful. Look at her. It's powerful. But I refuse to lose my calling over something temporary. Y'all ain't talking to me. You better come on out of that. Ain't nothing that good for you to get out of the will of God. Some of y'all that don't even take much, all they got to do is send you a text. Woo, ain't nobody never said this to me before. And you start feeling that sensation all down your body. And you willing to forfeit everything over a text message. Don't let them take you out to eat or do something random that you didn't see coming. You be about to walk away from God. Watch this. And you can say, I ain't walking away from God. You do all the time when God is calling you to pray and you don't. I ain't walking away from God. Yes, you are, because that relationship stole your consecration. Yeah, you walked away from him. Yes, you did. Because you exchanged your devotion to God for sensationalism from a man or a woman. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Royal priesthood.
You married somebody in the royal family. You invited to the royal castle. You got to take classes before you even go. Women have to have on minimal makeup. You can't go up in there with no deep red lipstick all lined up. Your lipstick all on the cup. I can't stand that. That's ghetto. You can't do that in your royalty. You drinking and we can see the lipstick mark on the cup. That's ghetto. That is, y'all, that's ghetto. But there's certain things. Minimal makeup, your heels can't be over, I think, 4 inches. You have to walk a certain way. You have to talk a certain way. Your phone can't be on the table. Your elbows can't be on the table. Your purse can't be on the table. You can't eat before the queen. It's a quiet church. You eating like you didn't pay for the meal. No etiquette. See, when you're a royal priesthood, it's a certain way you gotta walk, certain way you gotta talk, certain way you gotta act. I was somewhere and this lady said, "Ooh, you know you pretty with your bougie self," and I thank you.
And I thank you.
And I thank you. Well, y'all, and I thank you. I'm intentional about how I look. I'm intentional about how I talk. I'm intentional about what I wear. And I thank you. We ain't gonna do no false humility. You know, and I thank you. When you talk to people, look at them in their eyes.
That's right.
When you speak to people, shake their hand like you know who you are.
Right.
You don't be, hey, what you looking down for? Don't you know body posture reveals how you see yourself? I can tell when you got low self-esteem. Because when you talk, you look down. I can tell when you're self-conscious about something on your body. You be holding your chest and doing, baby, stop all that. Because watch this. Insecurity actually makes you magnify your flaw. It does. It makes you magnify because a person maybe didn't even think about that until you did something weird to make them look at it. Okay. Somebody say, I'm royalty.
I'm royalty.
Act like it. You know, when you're a part of the royal family, you know, you can't just, oh, I met them at the mall. Well, first of all, you're not going to just be out at the mall talking to anybody. But you, and that's why they hated Princess Diana. They hated Princess Diana because she was so in touch with humanity. They hated that about her. Because I guess they said, you just don't care nothing about our rules. You're going to do what you want to do. And she tried to abide by them, you know, a little bit. But that's what got her killed. It did. It wasn't no random wreck. Princess Diana was murdered because they were sick of her not acting like she was a part of the royal family on top of all other type of stuff that they had going on. So they say, yeah, Diana, out of here, girl. They took her out. It's sad. But listen to this. Some of you, your refusal, my God, today, to live and to act like you are royalty will kill your destiny every time. If you don't learn your lesson, you just talk to anybody. You just go anywhere. Just do anything. Just post anything on Facebook. And you royalty? You a heathen. Your mind got to be reprogrammed. Everybody saying it. Everybody saying it. Everybody saying it. Everybody saying it. The call to holiness. God is calling us to a place of holiness. God is calling us to a place. Listen, we missing the mark. You know that's all sin means. If you study the word sin, it simply means to miss the mark. Some of you are bound by sin because you refuse to come up to God's standard for your life. There is a standard. I don't care who preaching what. There is still a standard to this way. It is. Watch this. And it's not just what you do and what you don't do, but you want to make sure your heart is right. You want to make sure that you treat people right. You want to make sure that you have a heart that forgives.
You want to make sure that you're not trying to match energy, all that old crazy mess. You want to make sure, okay, if they on 10, a soft answer turns away wrath. Let me get my emotions together and let me respond like I got some sense. Just this morning, I went in the kitchen and my son, he was cleaning out the refrigerator. And I said something to my goddaughter. I said, this is what I be talking about. You cook and don't clean up your stuff. Now watch this. But I said it in a tone, intentionally, in a nice tone. I said it kind of like, I said, see, this is what I be talking about right here. And normally would have been like, this is what I'm talking about. You don't do something, something. And she'd be like, well, I'm sorry. Da-da-da-da-da-da. When I said that, it was just a smooth exchange. Matter of fact, I don't even think she said no. I just think she just smiled and looked. Watch this. A soft answer turns away wrath. Sometimes it's not what you say, but it's how you say it. Sometimes it's how you say it. And sometimes if you know that you're short-tempered and you are, learn how to pause. Think, sober up, and then say it. Because anything else is pride in operation. Well, I got to hear up and say this. No, you can slow down. You can sober up before you respond or before you say X, Y, and Z. Every hand lifted. Father, I thank you for these your people today. I thank you, God, for the power of deliverance. Yes, Lord. I thank you, God, that you are sobering us up today. Yes, Lord. Because there's a higher place in you. There's a greater calling. You've called us out of darkness. Father, we thank you for the call. We thank you for the call, and we thank you that you gave us a mind to hear and to obey. Hallelujah. Father, I decree that there is no word that was spoken today that will fall to the ground. But I thank you, God, that there's a seed of deliverance that was planted in them today. And I thank you that as they go throughout the week, yes, Lord, that they will begin to shed old wineskin. Shed in the mind, shed in the will, in the heart, and in the soul. May there be a shedding. And Father, we thank you that you've called us out of darkness into the light. Turn the light on in their hearts. Turn the light on in their soul. Turn the light on in their minds. Turn the light on that they may see where they've been missing the mark. Father, we want your holiness. Everybody open your mouth and say, Lord, we want your holiness. Come on, say, Lord, I've missed the mark. And more times than I would like to admit. But say, Father, baptize me in your holiness. Come on, baptize me in your holiness. Baptize me in your holiness. And it is so. I want you to get out of your seat and tell somebody God is calling us higher. Go tell somebody, get out of your seat. Get out of your row. Get out of your row. Move, move. Hurry, hurry. Don't be walking slow, gazing. Hurry. Yes, Lord. God is calling us higher. Come on, he's calling us higher. Go to as many people as you can and tell them there's a higher calling. Come on, there's a higher calling. There's a higher calling. Keep telling people all the way to your seat. There's a higher calling. There's a higher place. You to release strength. Listen to this. Living holy is not easy. I'm just going straight up tell you. It's supposed to be. a sacrifice. But while you're holding that neighbor, it's an everyday decision. I don't care how long you've been saved, it's an everyday decision. I want you to keep holding that neighbor's hand. And I just want you to release the strength of God to your neighbor for them to keep the strength to walk this thing out. You do know one of the reasons why you're saved by faith, because ain't nobody really saved until you make it to the end according to the Bible. So even your proclamation of salvation is by faith. The Bible says you ain't saved until you make it to the end. To proclaim salvation is a faith declaration. Are y'all hearing me? Hold that neighbor's hand, and for the next few seconds, I want you to release the strength of God to that neighbor. Matter of fact, come here, baby. I want you to get up. Get your hand. Get out there, run. Get out there, run. Because you're going to school, you're going to need some strength. Get out there, run. Get up, get your hand. Matter of fact, come here, Marquita. Come on here. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody pray in the Holy Ghost. Right quick, right quick. I'm on the time. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the Spirit. Come on, pray in the Spirit. And as we're praying in the Spirit, strength is arising in this room. As we are praying in the Spirit, yes, some days will be hard, but the strength of God will be your defense. Come on, keep holding that neighbor's hand. Keep holding that neighbor's hand. Keep holding that neighbor's hand. I release strength to my neighbor. Come on. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stand in the gap for my neighbor. And as they are on the walk of holiness, as they are on the walk of life, we decree and we declare right now that the strength of God is their defense in the name of Jesus. And when they are weak, your strength is made strong. When they are weak, your strength is made perfect in the name of Jesus. I bind every spirit that wants to entrap them. I bind the spirit of addiction. I bind the spirit of familiarity in the name of Jesus. And I take authority over the life of my neighbor. And I squeeze strength until that hand, come on. I release the strength of God. Come on. Release strength. Release strength. Release strength. Release strength. For the next few seconds, I want you to release strength and pray for that neighbor like you would want somebody to pray for you. Come on. Come on, a few more seconds. Close your eyes and release strength. They're gonna need it on the days ahead. Need it in the days ahead. They're gonna need it in the days ahead. Come on, church. Strength!
Ghost said, no saint left behind. Strength, 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 strength.